Graduate students at Carnegie Mellon University are developing an algorithm that could accelerate the pace of brain mapping projects. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports on the winners of the university's first ever neurohackathon.
And without further ado, the first place team is Team Coin Toss. Maria Tonova, Avinava, Ahmed, Jay, Dan.
That's Jeff Gordon, associate professor in the machine learning department at CMU, and one of three judges at the two-day event, which challenged graduate students to use big data to come up with solutions to real-life problems in brain research. The problem that the winning team wanted to solve? The time it takes to classify different types of nerve fiber bundles in the brain. All of our brains have bundles of fibers that transmit information from one region to another, says PhD student Maria Tonova.
For example, a bundle can go from sort of the front of the brain to the back of the brain, so it carries information from frontal cortices that process, let's say, decision information to the back of the brain.
Believe it or not, right now, the best way to label MRI images of individual nerve bundles is by hand. It requires painstaking analysis, serious expertise in brain anatomy, and a lot of time. But it's important. Mapping the brain is the first step to developing a deeper understanding of brain disorders, such as Alzheimer's and schizophrenia.
These labels were given by people who are experts in this, and our goal would be to automate this process of labeling these trajectories.
Tonova and her team analyzed data from more than 130,000 three-dimensional brain scans, showing the trajectories of dozens of different types of nerve bundles. Using the average of those thousands of images, the team of six students developed an algorithm that would allow a computer to identify and label those different bundle types. They tested their algorithm against data from one individual brain.
So how well do we do? We achieve 85% accuracy on this data set, which is pretty exciting. Like 85% accuracy, so training on the mean trajectories and testing on the individual trajectories.
Gordon says he was impressed with the team's results, especially considering they had only 28 hours to work on the problem.
Because of the rigorous approach, they were able to isolate a very simple approach that did very well on the target problem. And I thought that they did, and so did the rest of the judges, that they did a better job of just like setting out to answer a problem and laser focus honing in on what is a good solution to it.
The team even found and corrected errors in the data set they were working with. Out of more than 100,000 brain scan images, 43 were mistakenly labeled twice and placed into two different categories. One student from the winning team will receive a free semester's tuition to continue to work on how to automate the labeling of nerve fiber bundles, though the students say they still have to figure out which one of them that will be. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.